This news update is being brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. By Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy, Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. Vice President J.D. Vance is warning of deeper cuts to the federal workforce the longer the government shutdown goes on. Vance spoke Sunday as the shutdown entered its 12th day. He warned that the new cuts would be, quote, painful, even as he said the Trump administration is working to ensure that the military would be paid and some services would be preserved for low-income Americans, including food assistance. Hundreds of thousands of workers have been furloughed in recent days. In a court filing on Friday, the White House said, quote, well over 4,000 employees would soon be fired. Vance said the new cuts would be painful. Fewer choices may be on the menu again as Medicare patients shop for prescription coverage this fall. The number of available standalone drug plans have fallen for a few years, and that trend will continue for 2026. Most markets will still have several choices, but options are becoming particularly sparse for shoppers with low-income subsidies who want to pay no premium. Plus, health may be harder to find as some big insurers no longer pay brokers commissions for new business. Shoppers have just a few weeks, starting October 15th, to sort out coverage for next year. Lawyers for Luigi Mangione say a New York federal judge should dismiss criminal charges, including a death-eligible count, from a federal indictment brought against him in the December assassination of UnitedHealthcare's chief executive. In papers filed Saturday, the lawyers said prosecutors should also prevent it from using at trial his statements to law enforcement officers and his backpack, where a gun and ammunition were found. They said he was not read his rights before he was questioned by law enforcement officers after Brian Thompson was fatally shot as he arrived at a Manhattan hotel, and they said a warrant was not obtained before his backpack was searched. Churches near the site of a devastating blast at a rural Tennessee plant devoted Sunday services to the 16 victims and their families as surrounding communities mourn. Several congregants at nearby Maple Valley Baptist Church in Nunnally worked at Accurate Energetic Systems. The company supplies and researches explosives for the military and is a well-known employer in the area. The cause of Friday's blast remained under investigation. Crews were cautiously going through the incinerated property, searching for possible evidence. Authorities warned of smaller controlled explosions on Sunday as they dispose of hazardous materials. Tron: Ares has powered up the box office grid, taking the top spot this weekend. Despite some favorable reviews, Disney's sci-fi film fell short of expectations, earning $33.5 million. This big-budget project, starring Jared Leto and Jeff Bridges, arrived 15 years after Tron Legacy. The film follows a battle between two technology firms facing an artificial intelligence barrier. Tron: Ares was packed with action and nostalgia, but it was not enough to draw big numbers across more than 4,000 theaters. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on Thumb Broadcasting after this.
AVS Broadband believes better internet starts with better support. That's why we're excited to announce that AVS Broadband is now offering 24-hour customer service 7 days a week. Real customer service. No bots, no AI, just real people ready to help whenever you need it. Whether you're working from home, streaming your favorite shows, gaming, or helping your kids with homework, AVS Broadband gives you the speed and reliability to do it all with ease. As your local internet provider, AVS Broadband is proud to offer straightforward pricing with no hidden fees or tricky introductory rates. What you see is what you pay. No surprises. AVS Broadband is part of our community and is here to make sure you stay connected with better internet and quality customer service when you need it. To see what plans are available in your area, go to avsbroadband.com/internet or call their helpful sales team at 888-282-4932.
In state news, Lucas Raymond scored twice, including the 100th goal of his career, and the Detroit Red Wings pulled away for a 6-3 win over the Toronto Maple Leafs on Saturday night. Raymond's milestone goal broke a 3-all tie late in the third period. He scored on a slap shot off a pass from Patrick Kane during a power play. Kane had a goal and two assists. Marco Casper, Simon Edvinson, and Andrew Kopp also scored, while Emmett Finney notched his first career point with an assist on Raymond's first goal. Alex DeBrincat added three assists, while Cam Talbot made 20 saves. The teams face each other again, this time on Monday in Toronto. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Tuesday signed into law a new 24% tax on marijuana sales between producers and dispensaries, creating revenue to partially fund her long-promised effort to improve the state's roads. Whitmer made road repairs her priority this year. The legislature's fiscal agencies estimated the wholesale tax will generate $420 million in new revenue to go towards the annual $1.8 billion road funding plan. But analysts predict the additional tax will inevitably lead to a drop in sales. The wholesale tax will be levied on the sale of marijuana from growers and processors to retailers. Adam Hoffer, director of excise tax policy at the Tax Foundation, says the new tax will almost certainly lead to an increase in retail prices and a decrease in sales. Freshman walk-on King Miller rushed for 158 yards and a touchdown, and Jaden Maiava passed for 265 yards and two scores in Southern California's emphatic 31-13 win over then-number 15 Michigan on Saturday night. Mikhail Lemon made a spectacular 12-yard touchdown catch right before the half for the Trojans. Bryce Underwood passed for 207 yards and two touchdowns for the Wolverines, whose three-game winning streak came to an end. Michigan scored just once on its first six full drives reaching into the fourth quarter. Michigan hosts Washington on Saturday. Former Detroit Congresswoman Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick has died at the age of 80, according to her family. The family announced Cheeks Kilpatrick's death on Wednesday in a statement, calling her a, quote, tireless warrior for Detroit and an unwavering champion for her constituents. A Democrat, Cheeks Kilpatrick became the second black woman to serve in the U.S. House following her election in 1996. By her second term, she was assigned to the powerful House Appropriations Committee, where she worked to secure federal resources for Detroit. She was a member of the Congressional Black Caucus and served as its chair from 2007 to 2009. Kilpatrick ran for re-election in 2010, but lost in the Democratic primary. And I'll take a look at your local news on Thumb Broadcasting after this.
Oh, no!
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom. It's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
In local news, the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will conduct a meeting of the whole at 8 a.m. tomorrow, Monday, at the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. According to the preliminary agenda, Controller Administrator Erica Dibble is expected to present some budget amendments and the journal entry that is expected to be done to go along with that in preparation for the 2026 budget. Perhaps that amendment will finally provide a picture of the county's current finances. For several months, Commissioner Tom Bardwell has expressed grave concerns about the county continuing to operate blindly without knowing what the current financial picture is. He is the only commissioner who has done that. The other four commissioners have not asked any pertinent questions. The meeting can be attended virtually by going to the county's website, TuscolaCounty.org, and following those directions. The Huron County Health Department is working with Huron Behavioral Health to offer a special 24-hour program for a safe way to dispose of sharp objects. The health department, located at 1142 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe, is a collection site to safely dispose of used hypodermic needles, syringes, lancets, and more. The collection program offers a safe way to lower the risk of exposure of needle stick injuries like contaminated syringes, needles, scissors, and scalpels. The health department is asking residents to bring sharp objects in sealed medical containers or plastic containers like empty liquid detergent bottles, taped shut. Sharp objects in milk jugs, juice jugs, bags, boxes, pill bottles, or liquid containers are not accepted. Any kind of sharp item should not be placed in the trash or prevent injury or contamination. There are several steps that have to be taken for there to be a new Huron County arena, a new hockey arena in Huron County, rather. During Monday's Bad Axe City Council meeting, Mayor Kathleen Partica reported she met with Huron County Hockey Association President John Fader and with Tyler Leiprat to report to review the proposed hockey arena site plans. The current hockey arena, which is owned by the county, is no longer meeting the Hockey Association's needs. Because of that, the plan is to build a new arena on a 3.5-acre site near the splash pad in the Bad Axe Park. The association began working with the city of Bad Axe in 2019 about construction of a new hockey arena. To be able to do that, fundraising is being done. During the meeting, the council approved charitable gaming licenses for the Huron County Hockey Association. In other matters, approval was given for the Bad Axe Police Department to purchase 4 new bulletproof vests from On Duty Gear LLC in the amount of $5,203. And I'll take a look at more news on Thumb Broadcasting after this.
Are you in the market for a new tractor? Now's the time to thank John Deere and Tri-County Equipment. Huge savings and low-rate financing for qualified buyers. Now's the perfect time to save big on a new John Deere compact utility tractor with 0% financing up to 84 months. That's right, no matter the size, John Deere has the tractor for you. Select 1E, 2R, and 3D compact tractors are available with 0% financing for 72 months. You can also get 0% financing for 72 months on the 1025R compact utility tractor. John Deere Select Hero 1023E, 3025D, 3025E, and 4044M tractors are 0% financing for 84 months. These offers are only valid till November 2nd, 2025. So visit your nearest Tri-County Equipment location today and take advantage of these incredible deals before they're gone.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bergstrom, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
In other news, the Michigan Sugar Company announced the Croswell factory set 3 new production records last month. Average daily slice in September was 4,870 tons per day, which bested the previous record of 4,609 tons per day. Also, average gross sugar production in September was 1,392,000 pounds per day, which smashed the previous record of 1,169,200 pounds per day. Quote, establishing these new September slush and sugar production records shows the team's dedication and commitment to excellence, said Randy Axtman, who was the interim factory manager in Croswell. Our entire team, from the agriculture department to the factory to warehouse and packaging, is proud to carry the torch of being campaign champions, and this was a great start as they look to repeat. Axman noted that attention to detail, reliable equipment, and teamwork brings results. And that is the news for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net. And WLEW and WHST currently have the following obituary to report. As of 6 p.m. today, Sunday, October 12, 2025, Donald C. Stern, age 69 of Bad Axe, passed away Friday, October 10, 2025, at McLaren Bay Hospital with his family by his side. He is survived by his siblings, Patricia and David Matta, Chris Stern and Terry Orban, his nieces and nephews, Melissa Matta, Jason and Yvette Matta, Ryan and Lindsay Senegig, Matt Chicano, Tori and Derek Platt, Zach and Hunter Orban, great nieces and nephews Riley, Tyler, Addison, Braylon, Sierra, Kira, Sila, Josie, Cam, Harlan, Grayson, and Remy. Visitation for Donald C. Stern will be held on Wednesday, October 15th from 2 to 8 p.m. at the McAlpine Funeral Home in Bad Axe. A fireman's service will be held at 7 p.m. Memorials may be made by the offered to the family in care of Terry Orban. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And for a complete list of written Thumb My Obituaries anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. By Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy, Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.